Welcome to the Within You podcast. I'm your host and wellness big sis, Rebecca Lee. My mission is to help guide and empower you to grow into the best, most authentic version of you so that living and feeling your best life becomes effortless. Here on the Within You podcast, we will be diving deep on all things wellness, mindset tips, motivation, and living an overall holistic, healthy lifestyle. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of self-development, where a positive mindset and holistic wellness come together. Now, let's get into the episode, but before we do, don't forget that it all starts within you. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you decided to tune in for today's Pod Wednesday, because today we are bringing you a super important topic that I wish I would have heard about sooner. I truly am creating the podcast that I wish my younger self could have listened to. So I thought, what better time than to talk about this topic than on Valentine's Day itself, because this episode is going to be live on February 14th. And so we're going to chat all about self-love, but specifically how a lack of self-love impacts every relationship in your life. And it might not be exactly what you think it is, but this topic I think is often overlooked because it's easy to talk about self-love in a very like fluffy, everything is good kind of way. Just love yourself, accept yourself, be happy with yourself. Self-love this, you know, love your body, which is all amazing, don't get me wrong. But self-love isn't just some buzzword, right? It's not just some like, oh, everything's great, fine and dandy, you know, rainbows. It's not some buzzword. And self-love isn't meant to be worked on just by yourself in a silo. And actually, the moments that you really can uncover and recognize where more self-love work needs to be done is in the moments that you're in relationships, in the moments that you are with your friendships, that in the moments when you're at work. It's the moments where you're actually interacting with people where you can uncover and really work on this inner self-love muscle, not always just when you're sitting at home alone in your room writing down your affirmations, which by the way, don't get me wrong, that's amazing. But my goal for this podcast episode is to help bring more awareness to you and your life and to your concept and awareness of your own self-love through different relationships, because it's really easy for us to overlook the roles that we play in our life and our friendships, our relationships, our dating, our work, etc. And it's very easy to blame other people and to really outwardly project our own internal beings. But my goal for today is to help you kind of flip the script, reverse it, so you can actually see how your internal world is actually impacting the relationships in your life to ultimately have better relationships, better friendships, better work relationships, everything in your life. I just want to improve. That's my goal, plain and simple. So I do think it is important for us to be prioritizing self-love, especially when it comes to our relationships. And here's kind of how it can manifest in those ways. So I thought, why not a perfect time? Let's talk about it on Valentine's Day. And as you guys know, I have been through my own self-love journey over the years. I think that it's definitely transformed in so many different ways. It started with just learning kind of how to love, you know, my body and myself and my physical stuff that I had going on with my, you know, with my disordered eating and my gut health and all these different things. And so then now it's kind of transitioned into a bunch of different ways, and it's manifested into a bunch of different things where, you know, dating in my adult life and, you know, making new friendships and doing different things, I've really started to see how my own self-love has impacted my relationships in the past few years. And I think the biggest game changer of all of this for me was realizing that I actually can control to a certain extent what will happen in my relationships by doing the internal work first, right? And what do I mean by that? I'll give you an example, okay? If we're talking about dating, right? And you're going on dates and somebody ghosts you, okay? I got a DM the other day from a girl who was saying that she went on this first date with somebody and it went amazing and she hasn't heard from him. What do we do? If you truly are working on the self-love within yourself in your dating life, you're not going to care per se, or you're not going to want to uncover, why isn't he texting me? Why isn't he doing this? What did I do wrong? Like, you're not going to go down the spiral because you're going to have a solid foundation within yourself of saying, this is who I am. I know my worth. I know my value. And if somebody doesn't see that and they're not actively pursuing me, then that's unattractive. That is not the qualities that I want to have in a potential partner. And so do you see how that's a completely two different perspectives on the same situation? It's the same exact thing happened, but now I've gotten to a point where I'm like, okay, if that happens to me, sure, maybe it'll sting for a minute, but I don't dwell on it and I don't let myself go down that deep rabbit hole like I used to, because I've worked on my own inner self-love to the point where that doesn't take over my whole life and I can push it to the side and move on and realize that I deserve better. So it's two completely different ways to look at it. And another example is like, okay, true self-love, let's use today as an example, Valentine's Day, and you know, the month of February, whatever. True self-love is okay with being single on Valentine's Day. I'm single this year on Valentine's Day. And if you have a high concept of self-love within yourself, you're not going to be dwelling on the lack. You're not going to be dwelling on the fact that you're not in a relationship. You're going to be dwelling on the fact of, I have so much love for myself that I'm going to make myself feel loved on this day with or without a relationship. I'm not depending on somebody else to fill a void that I can fill myself. Sure, is it quote unquote easier to be in a relationship on Valentine's Day? Of course, we're all human. That's what we're going to be craving on this day. But I challenge you, especially if you're single around this time, or if you just get down about being single at all, how can you start to fill that void of self-love within yourself? Give it to yourself first, so that when somebody else does come into your life and provides that love, it's not coming from a place of lack. It's coming from a place of overflow. It's coming from a place of, my cup is already filled. I already have a water glass that's already filled to the max with my own self-love temperature, and somebody adding on top of it is just going to create a beautiful river overflow waterfall over the cup that's already full, versus filling from an empty cup is going to be a lot harder. So I really want to dive deep today in this episode of why the lack of self-love that you're currently giving to yourself is sabotaging all the relationships in your life per se. Whether you realize it consciously or not, this is going to help bring some more awareness to all the different assets and like silos in your life. And I hope it empowers you to really do more of that internal work, more of that self-love work. Give it to yourself first so that all the relationships in your life can thrive. Because I always say this, is that our internal world will create our external world is a reflection of our internal world. It's not the other way around. And I know it's like so annoying to hear that sometimes. Even I remind myself that, and I'm like, damn it, I really don't want to hear this right now. But it's actually very, very, very true. And every time I doubt it and every time I forget that, I start to rein it back in and I start to work on my internal world a bit. And then the things start just like magically flowing effortlessly into my life. And I'm like, oh, yep, that's why. That's why it wasn't happening before. And now that I am doing it again, it is happening again. So trust me or don't trust me on that. Try it for yourself. You really have nothing to lose, but your external world is going to continue to improve the more you focus on that internal world. So some practical reasons why self-love results in problems in relationships can range from so many different ways. It can manifest in so many different types of issues in relationships, but I'm going to narrow it down to a few different examples. So let's start number one with dating. If you are coming from a place of a lack of self-love in your dating life, you are going to feel insecure, and not just feel insecure, but you're going to project those insecurities onto your dating life, and you will act out of the ego. So let's use the example I used earlier, right? But if a guy ghosts you and he doesn't hear from you and you start spiraling and you make your ego the forefront of it, your ego will start to question yourself and will start to say, oh, maybe you did this, maybe you did that, and oh, this and that and the other. Like, your ego will create a story in your mind because you are not first giving yourself that self-love and that self-worth to then be confident in who you are, confident enough to know that whatever happens to you in your dating life is not a reflection of you and your value and your worth as a human being on this earth, right? Every single human I know has gone through dating situationships where they've gotten ghosted, somebody wasn't interested in them, they faced rejection. That is normal. That is part of the dating experience. You're not going to have 100% out of 100% success rate with every single person you go out with, because if you did, that would also be a problem, because then you're not really going to find your perfect partner. You're just molding to, you know, align with just anybody, and you shouldn't do that, right? So the more you operate from an ego standpoint, that is coming from a place of a lack of self-love. And the more that you create a security within yourself and you say, this is who I am, and what happens to me in my dating life is not necessarily a reflection of my worth as a human being, but just how dating works, that is when you will start to feel the ultimate form of self-love. It's not just, like I said, sunshine and rainbows, like, oh, I love myself and everything's amazing. No, it's the ultimate form of self-love when you can go, okay, he doesn't want me, I still love myself. He doesn't want me, I'm still worthy. He doesn't want me, I don't really give a shit, because that's unattractive energy anyways. That is the level that we are trying to achieve and what we are trying to go to. Another way that a lack of self-love can manifest in your dating life is by staying in situationships that you know is not going to serve your future self. It is not going to serve your highest self, and it's not going to serve you in the long run, right? It's so easy to stay comfortable. It's so easy to just do something because it feels good in the moment. But ultimately, I think one of the biggest forms of self-love is doing things that you know will serve your future and will be great for your future self, even if it feels good in the moment. And I'll give you an example, right? I personally also go through this a lot. This is how I know and have come to these lessons and these realizations, is because I have been going through situations like these. For example, I was seeing this guy, and he's an amazing guy. I have nothing bad to say about him. But unfortunately, I know, and I knew, this is pretty recent, that he's not going to be in my future. We just have different lifestyles. We have different things that we're necessarily like wanting out of life long term. And even though in the moment it's felt so good and fun and easy and comfortable, and like neither of us wants to let go of it, I have to realize and constantly be reminding myself that the best form of self-love I can give myself is knowing that my future self will thank me for making the tough decisions now in the moment. And that is not always easy to do, but it's something that I've been personally struggling with, because I've been going back and forth being like, well, maybe I can change myself, and maybe I can want to do, you know, change the lifestyle to better fit his lifestyle so it can work. But at the end of the day, choosing that path is just going to continue to lower your self-love, because you're choosing to change yourself. And you can't fully love and accept yourself if you're not being yourself and not staying true and honoring yourself. So remind yourself that too as you're going through dating, that even though somebody might be super fun and awesome in the moment and, you know, you can have fun with somebody, if this person is not necessarily serving your future self and is not somebody that is A, either treating you correctly, or, you know, and keeping you in a situationship if you don't want to be in one anymore, or B, just isn't somebody that you share long-term values and align with, you have to come to a certain point that if you know deep down what you want and it's not going to give you what your long-term self wants, then it might be time to do the highest form of self-love, which is doing the thing for you. Long-term, boo. It's not easy, though. Like I said, I'm currently going through it. I've been going through it. And that's literally how I know to tell you these things, because I've been having to learn it the hard way. So let's go through another example, right? Let's talk about romantic relationships. If you're in a long-term partnership and you're not fulfilling your self-love, because by the way, people think that once I get into a relationship, then I'm going to be loved and all my self-love problems are going to go away. No, that's not how it works either. Trust me, I've been there. It's a lot easier to think like, oh, when I get in a relationship, everything's going to be perfect and I'm not going to feel these problems anymore. No, if you are in a relationship and you still have this void of self-love, that's going to manifest in different problems, right? It'll manifest in you being more needy, in you depending on a partner more to fulfill your needs, to reassure you, especially if you're somebody with more of like an anxious attachment style. Lack of self-love plus anxious attachment style, woof, that creates a disaster. A disaster for somebody, trust me. That's me. I'm describing that right now, especially even worse in the past when I used to be in this relationship in college, and I depended on my boyfriend at the time for so much of my emotional needs. And at the end of the day, I do think that was one of the reasons that kind of drove us apart, was because was I in the relationship for the right reasons, or was I in it so that I could be emotionally soothed and my anxiety can be soothed and he could reassure me about all these different things, because I wasn't doing that for myself. And so it's almost like you have to realize that you kind of have to still do the inner work. You have to double down on the inner work. You have to be extra cautious and extra aware of it, because you don't want to ultimately drive your partner away, a long-term relationship, or vice versa, stay stuck in a long-term relationship that's not good for you because you're not giving yourself that self-love. Friendships. Let's talk another example with friendships, because I've been through quite a different amount of friendship journeys in my life as well, is that if you're showing up insecure in friendships because, let's say, when you're younger, you dealt with mean girls and you're excluded and you had all these different issues, which I get. I feel like every single girl has gone through that in her life. You will then start to manifest maybe not the best things in your friendships as well. And some ways that can show up through, for example, is taking things personally. Like if you're not invited to something, or in a situation where it shouldn't be personal, you can start to take all the little things personally that somebody does to you, that maybe a friend does. Even if it's not personal, you will start to internalize that and you'll start to think that that has a reflection of yourself. Another thing is that can manifest is talking behind friendships behind their backs, right? Or talking about people behind their backs. Because if you are deep down insecure and you are deep down not giving yourself that self-love and friendships that you might need, you're going to project that by putting other people down. And so if you're, talking shit about somebody, stop, think about it for a sec. Why do I feel the need to like really gossip about someone right now, especially if they're your friend, somebody you consider a friend? That most likely is a projection of the lack of self-love that you're giving to yourself. Because people who are secure in themselves, people who are giving themselves that self-love, why would they care to talk about people behind their back? They just don't. Like once you're secure and confident in who you are, you just don't care anymore because it's a waste of energy and it's a waste of time. So just think about that. Another way that can manifest too that I was thinking about is that you might stay in friendships too long because you have a lack mentality. And so if you're not truly giving yourself that self-love, you might think, oh, I might as well just stay friends with this person so I have friends, versus is this a friendship that's really good for me and I want to nurture and cultivate, and is somebody I see in my life long term? You might just stay stuck in where you're at because you maybe deep down don't believe that there are better friendships out there for you, and you stay stuck in that lack mentality. And we want to have abundance mentality with everything in our life. Last way and last example of how this can manifest is in the work situations, in your work life. And something that happened with me, especially when I first started working my corporate job, was that if you're not fully confident in having that self-love within, you might not have as much strong boundaries and you will let people take advantage of you in the workplace because of the lack of self-worth and the boundaries. And if you are truly deep down not truly believing that you are worthy of deserving more, this goes for entrepreneurs too. If you want to do a side gig, if you don't believe that you are worthy of these things, of the success, of the money, of the abundance, of the job, then you are not going to have as firm of boundaries, because you're going to think that, oh, I have to do more to be worthy of these things, for example. So these are all just a few examples of how this lack of self-love can impact your relationships in your life. And I hope that it can bring some reflection. I hope that you do spend some time even just journaling or thinking about this, to think about where in my life right now is my lack of self-love showing up in. Is it in my dating life? Is it in my friendships? Is it showing up in my work, in my creative endeavors, in my partnership, in my family even? Where is it showing up? And I want you just to sit with that. That's a great journal prompt, especially after listening to this episode, just to think about it. Where is it showing up? And how can I start to nurture that actual root cause, the actual root cause of the lack of self-love in the situations, to then better those relationships and better those things in my life? So take a moment to think about that. Even maybe pause this episode and journal on that real quick before we dive deep into some tips to improving your self-love in relationships, because you didn't think I was going to leave you hanging. I wasn't just going to tell you all of these different things to look out for and not give you a few tips that I've personally used to actually soothe that inner self-love in all of my relationships. So like I said, maybe take a moment to just pause this episode and think about it. If not, keep listening and journal about it afterwards, or don't journal about it. Up to you. Not my life. So let's get into a few tips to improving your self-love in relationships. Number one, I want you to start noticing your triggers and noticing when you start projecting this lack of self-love onto others. So this one is basically just a very important component of awareness. And something that really helped me was infusing this awareness into my relationships. When I felt triggered, like I felt like I needed to react, or I wanted to get mad at somebody, or, you know, you feel that like bubbling inside, that trigger, stop and feel that trigger for a second and ask yourself, why is this triggering me? Why is this triggering me, and where am I wanting to project this right now? Am I going to lash out on my boyfriend? Am I going to lash out on my friendships, or who else am I going to do this to? Why is this triggering you? Because your triggers are ultimately going to be insights and clues as to where this lack is coming from. And if you can start to just take a notice of it, get a hold of it, and not saying this is easy, but over time it gets easier, then you will start to lessen the projection that you put onto others. Because it's easy to project and say, you, and you did this, and you. And it's very difficult to sit with it and think, what did I do? How am I contributing? What is the role I am playing in this that's affecting this situation? So the more you uncover the triggers, the more you will see where that lack of self-love truly is. And you can nourish that from within first, and then you won't feel triggered as much. You won't project as much, but they are good clues to showing you where that lack exists. Number two, create a set of standards and boundaries for yourself that you follow and that you stick by. So this can show up in so many different ways, in work, dating, relationships. But let's say in your dating life, if you have a strong sense of self-love, you will want to have high standards for yourself, because you love yourself. And why wouldn't you want anything but the best? That's what you deserve, right? And by the way, each and every one of you guys listening to this, that is what you deserve. It's just in case you forgot. But I want you to create a set of standards and boundaries. And if you're somebody who really flexes on her standards and flexes on her boundaries and thinks, oh, well, maybe this and maybe that, and, you know, is more like loosey-goosey with it, that's going to ultimately dock your self-love. That's going to make your self-love harder to grasp and to improve and to continuously grow, because you are ultimately breaking those promises to yourself. When you say, I want this and this is my boundaries, and then you break those boundaries and then you accept less than what you want, then you're telling to yourself, you're telling your subconscious mind and your body that, no, actually, I will accept less. And as you start accepting less and accepting less and accepting less, you're ultimately ruining that inner relationship with yourself. And so you have to realize that if you want that highest form of self-love, especially when it comes to relationships, you need to have a set of standards that you stick by, and then you're not afraid to walk away from if they're not being met. Number three, this one kind of goes over or kind of connects to the first one, but it's to take ownership and leave victim mentality behind when things might not be going your way. And so like I mentioned with the first one, the best piece of advice I can give you is to look within first and see what role you are playing in these situations. The more that you do that and the less that you act like a victim, like, oh, he did this to me and he did that. And oh, poor me, you. The more you like switch that mentality to then taking ownership and actually transforming that within first, the better your life is going to get. It just is, period, simple. So I'm going to leave it at that. Number four. Create a strong concept of self that so that you don't let what happens to you affect who you are and what it means to be you, right? It's like the dating example. If somebody ghosts you, if somebody doesn't want you, if you face rejection, if you get fired from a job, if you get broken up with, if your friend no longer wants to be friends with you, all these different situations, try your best to realize that what happens to you is not necessarily a reflection of your worthiness and of who you are. You kind of have to separate the two a little bit. Sure, you can take a second, pause, ask yourself, take ownership. How did my role contribute to this? What could maybe I've done better? But it's not a reflection of who you truly are. And that's where people get into trouble. Is when they let these things that happen to them dictate who they are and dictate how much self-love they deserve. When they are getting treated with love, then they deserve love. When they're getting rejected, then they don't deserve love. No, you have to realize that you deserve this inner self-love no matter what happens to you. And so I find this in dating all the time. And no matter what happens, because this is life, like I said, we're all going to face rejection. We're all going to go through this stuff. You have to not let it control how you feel about yourself ultimately at the end of the day. And lastly, number five, never ever stop doing the work, even when in relationships, long-term friendships, and et cetera. It's super easy to take others for granted and to get complacent, especially like in a long-term relationship because you get used to having somebody else fill those needs. But don't let that complacency let you forget that you do still need to take the time alone and to take the time to work on yourself and to take the time to do the rituals, habits, and routines that make you feel like your most loved, abundant, best self, no matter what, even in relationships, even if not, even in friendships, even if not, whatever the case might be, never, ever, ever stop doing that inner nourishment, that inner self-love work, because I've been on this self-love journey for years and years and years and years, and I'm going to continue being on this self-love journey for years and years and years and years, because you have to constantly be nourishing that inner self-love from within to ultimately get the best results from without. So I hope you enjoyed this special little V-Day self-love episode. If you did, feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story. Let me know you listened. I am so happy that you decided to tune in for today's Pod Wednesday. And I'm so excited for you to hear the next few Pod Wednesdays coming up. We have some good, good episodes down the pipeline. And I'm super, super excited. So with that, I'm sending love and I'll catch you in the next one. Mwah.